Author Barbara Kingsolver combines natural science with personal relationships and observations on society in her latest novel, Flight Behavior. The premise is a monarch butterfly migration gone awry due to abnormal weather events, possibly linked to climate change. Millions of wayward butterflies land in the Tennessee hills rather than their ancestral wintering grounds in Mexico. Why here? Can these beautiful creatures survive the Tennessee winter? Does the local populace care enough to stop logging the forest the butterflies have chosen for their unlikely home? Who stands to benefit, and who loses from this strange phenomenon? The story of the butterflies is juxtaposed with the story of the woman who discovers them in the hills above her home. She is a small-town high school graduate whose everyday life is consumed with her family and making ends meet. The significance of her finding is revealed to her through a scientist who comes to study the butterflies and in so doing expands her understanding of the natural world and her unexpected impact upon it. On one level, the flight behavior is about her personal flight to independence, propelled by her unusual experience. One of the themes running through the book is how people react to environmental change when it reaches into their backyards. Kingsolver also explores the reactions of those living at or near poverty, who feel that life has asked so much of them already, who feel overwhelmed by science, suspicious of outsiders, and ideas apart from their known world. Yet she makes no excuses for limited education or simplistic thinking. The characters in this book are confronted and challenged with an important dilemma. Overall, Flight Behavior is an interesting and timely novel, well-written, wry, and believable. Readers who enjoyed Kingsolver's other recent novels with environmental themes should find plenty to like in this one. Flight Behavior is available from the Park City Library. This is Amy Mills of Friends of the Park City Library.